I got into lots of trouble. I've never had one A in my life. I met a girl the other year, a couple of years ago at a conference. I'm going to a conference next week, please. Pray for me. It's a conference where I get taught how to be a vicar, basically. And I met her there a few years ago, and she was gobsmacked. I didn't have a clue who she was. She was in my school in the year below me. She was a Christian at school. And she said, you're Matt Pope, aren't you? And I said, yes, I haven't got a clue who you are. And she said that you were the least likely person to ever become a Christian in her mind at school. And she was gobsmacked that there I was at a Christian conference as a sort of vicar. Amazed she was. And I'm more amazed that he decides to choose me to be one of his people, let alone to help grow his kingdom. And you're sat there thinking, yeah, maybe that's you, but that's not me. You don't think that you are going to be used by God to grow his kingdom, do you? Do you think he's going to use you to reach loads of people, to see people come from death to life? You don't think that, do you? You'd never expect it, would you? But that's what God does. He's going to take you and use you to bear fruit. He's going to take you, even though you think he won't, and he's going to see people become Christians. He's going to use you to that end. He's at work. And what does he use? Not just us. He uses the most silly, pathetic things in the world. He tells us the way to reach the world, the way to make the world think that God is the most important thing ever, is not advertising, it's not media, it's not telly, it's not all singing or dancing. Just go up to someone, chat to them in a pub about Jesus dying. It sounds so silly, doesn't it? On Sunday nights, I meet with a load of guys. They're very clever. One works at that Hadron Collider. I don't really understand it, but you have to be clever to work there. Another works in advertising. Another one basically makes every Volvo that's ever existed in the world. He makes factory lines, and all clever men. And we chat about all sorts of things. And then I, every now and then, say, guys, you really need to think about this Jesus stuff. I wouldn't say it quite like that, so that sounds weird. But they talk about not being satisfied. And they talk about how life doesn't fulfill them and there's something missing. And I'll say, that's because you don't know God. And that's because you don't know Jesus. And that's because you're not forgiven. And they do one of two things. They don't say anything because my banter's better than theirs and I'll slap them down. But sometimes they say things like, you don't really believe that, do you? And I feel silly. They say, why are you building your life on a man who lived 2,000 years ago? Yeah, a man who said some nice things, but come on, we've moved on, haven't we? You believe that God made the world? You're a bit silly, Matt. He works at the Hadron Collider. He's worked out all these things. And I say, no, he hasn't. Have you ever read the Bible? Have you ever read the Bible? They think, why would I read that silly old book? But this book has got the words of eternal life. And God tells us, you're the answer. You think you're not, but you're the answer. He says, this book's the answer. And we think, really? And he says, the way to really win the world is to go home and not meet with people and lock yourself in a room by yourself and get on your knees and just start talking. Start talking, and you may think I'm just talking in the room on my own, and if someone was filming this, they'd think I was weird, but start talking and start talking to God and ask him, I want this person to be saved, and I want this person to be saved, and I want this person to be saved, God, and that weak, silly, pathetic thing that you do on your knees, he'll use. Now, the chances are we don't do that. When we're with our friends, we don't talk about Jesus. When we're at home, we don't get on our knees and pray for our friends. Why not? Because we don't expect God to do it. We don't really think God's kingdom's growing. We don't really think that God's going to use the people around me. You don't really think that your neighbours and your family and your friends are going to become Christians. Therefore, you don't talk to them, and therefore you don't pray about it, because you don't expect it. But Jesus is saying, expect it. Just expect it. God is at work. It's already growing like you wouldn't believe, and it's still growing like you wouldn't believe, and God's going to use you to do it as you get on your knees and pray and as you talk to people about Jesus. And you think, oh, I could never do that. That's the point. You think it won't work. You're like that mustard seed. You're like that bit of yeast. I'd prefer to be mustard seed. Yeast stinks a bit. But that's you, and he's going to use you. When you're with a friend, just say to them, you know why you're not happy? Because you don't know Jesus. Or say to your friend, I love the Bible. I love getting to know God. Just ask your friends to read the Bible with you. Now, it's a weird sentence to say. I was talking with my daughter's teacher the other day, and he had a question, and I basically said to him, God's the answer. And he said, how do you know that? And I said, well, I don't want to answer that now. Why don't we read the Bible together? And I was praying, please, God, would he read the Bible with me? And he said, yes. And we started reading the Bible about 6 weeks ago. We met up and he was blown away. We started looking at Luke's gospel. Very boring, very dull. 2 weeks in, he became a Christian. Just by looking at the Bible. There was me on my knees. I told my daughter secretly not to tell anyone. Turnbulls, please don't tell Judah because he wants it to be quiet in the class. I don't know why, but that's his choice. This is recorded, he's going to hear that now. But never mind. I'll get that bit deleted. But the thing is, God uses very silly, small, pathetic things. Why don't you just start talking to your friends and say to them, let's read the Bible together. And you're thinking, I could never do that. Now all I do, there's a course that we've got called Uncover. It's very simple. 6 studies looking through Luke's gospel. It does the work. It gives you the questions. So you sit with the person. There's the Bible. There's the booklet. You look at them and you say, okay, should we look at this? And they say, yeah. Because by that time, they don't think it's weird. You're there thinking, I'm just about to read the Bible. This is very odd. But they're thinking, there's something to this book. I'm going to read it with you. They would have said no if not. And you look at question 1, and then you look at them and they answer it. Then you look at question 2 and you read it and they answer it. And God's at work. As you're there busy saying, dear God, please save this person. Dear God, please help this person. Now you're there thinking, right now you're sitting there thinking, I'd never do that. And you're thinking, I'd never do that because God would never use me. And you're wrong. You are just wrong. God is at work, and he's at work doing amazing things. Expect him to use you. I think God's a clever sausage. I know, because the Bible tells me, that God wants people everywhere to become his people. He wants people everywhere to be part of his kingdom. Simple as that. And he said he's going to use his people to do it. And he's calling people here, there, and everywhere to be inside his kingdom. And I guess, because he's clever, he's put you exactly where he wants you. Therefore, every day when I live my life, I just assume I'll bump into people that aren't Christians that God's going to make Christians. I assume that because he's clever. And I think you should expect that as well. And when I'm out with people, watching the football over the next few weeks, I assume the people that will say yes to me, come and watch the football, they might be people God's calling into his kingdom. So we'll talk about the football, and we'll talk about how England's gone out again, and how depressing it is. And then we'll talk about how Wayne Rooney and all those guys, of course they're going to let me down, but God won't let you down. I probably won't use that either. But it's easy though, isn't it? You can just start talking about God. People don't mind awkward conversations, because once you said it, it's out there and you can say, oh, that was a bit awkward, but anyway, what do you think? And that's how relationships work. Don't you always make mistakes when you talk with people? This is a good mistake to make, isn't it? Now, over time, you'll get better at talking about Jesus, but the point is, even if you don't get better, I want you to expect that God's going to save people all around you. Why do I expect that? Because I expect him to use you, because you don't think he will. And I expect that as you ask people to read the Bible with you, as you pray for them, this year we'll see people saved. A room this size, if all of us just try and ask one person this next year to read the Bible with us, not big, I'd imagine 20 people out of a room like this will say yes. 20 people start reading the Bible with 20 of you, and I reckon quite a few of them become saved. Why do I think that? Because God's kingdom's growing. God's kingdom grows as we pray and read the Bible with people. It just grows. I reckon if we ask 10 people each, crikey, don't you want to be part of this? Don't you want to see God's kingdom growing? It is growing everywhere, left, right, and centre. It's not growing in England because we don't expect it to grow. But when we expect it to grow, we'll ask God, come on, use me. Use this church. Use us. Save people left, right, and centre for your name's sake. It's exciting, isn't it? Don't you want to see people become Christians? That is what Jesus is on about. And looking around, I don't think he'll do it. And that's the point. Small starts, small beginnings, massive. We're going to see people become Christians left, right, and centre if we expect God to. So let's get praying. Let's get talking. And let's talk to each other about it and pray together. Why don't you just spend a moment thinking now? What do you expect from God? And then I'll pray in a second.